Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
McCarran Farm Talk is broadcasting live from the Commodity Classic this week. While there, he caught up with Rob Hansen and Andrew Mock of the North Dakota Corn Growers, and they talked policy issues at Corn Congress and corn acreage in 2022.
If you've been listening, you know we are broadcasting from Calmer Cornheads in the North Dakota Corn Council studio on the road at Commodity Classic. And we're graced with the presence of corn leadership here from the North Dakota Corn Growers, the Vice Chairman, Vice President?
Vice President.
Vice President, Andrew Mogg from down around the Barney area, and yep. Rob Hansen, the President. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Mick.
Yeah, Wimbledon, North Dakota, and who's dry, who's not?
I would say in general everybody is still on the dry side, but we've had a lot of snow, and it's kind of a dry snow, but hopefully it's going to be coming back.
The wind lately, there's a lot of open fields out there, isn't there?
That's North Dakota, right?
Yeah, afraid so. Gee whiz. So, Northern Barnes County, right?
Correct.
Yep. Yeah.
Southern Griggs.
Yep. Yeah. All right. And again, you're probably the further west you go, the drier it gets. So
Yeah, we had a dry summer, of course, and then right after harvest there, right during corn harvest, we got a few inches of rain.
Yeah. All Mother Nature's got terrible timing.
Yeah.
She was in a bad mood last year. Let's hope she's in a better mood this year. Yep. So, well, this is the annual meeting for wheat growers, sorghum growers, soybean growers, and corn growers, and this is where policy gets hammered out. So what important things are you carrying forward to Corn Congress from North Dakota?
Well, probably one of the bigger tickets is ethanol, of course, and right now I'm trying to push for E15 year-round, and trying to alleviate some of our energy issues that are kind of going on in the world right now, that if we can push for more ethanol is always a huge deal.
Yeah, and Chuck Grassley, Iowa Senator, is you know, and people are, NCGA is writing letters to the White House, hey, what's wrong with ethanol? And, you know, they've got an electric vehicle agenda, but yeah, that's going to be a while.
Right? Yeah, I think so. I think ethanol would be a great bridge. You know, we've been pushing, ethanol's been here for years, and it'd be a great bridge to, unfortunately, electric vehicles.
Yeah, so. And pretty important for energy security, national security, and even food security too. So there's kind of that misconception in D.C. that food versus fuel, but that's just not the case.
No, I would say quite opposite, actually.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Rob, after E15 or year-round E15 and or more or even higher blends, gasoline at the pump is just climbing like the dickens. It's climbing faster than corn.
Unfortunately.
What are the other priorities for corn that you'll be discussing at Corn Congress?
A big share of it was the ethanol. You know, our priority books we went through this morning, we upped a lot of the pushes we're going to be doing for higher blends of ethanol, and
after that it's just ethanol. Everything revolves around ethanol these days.
Right now, yeah, we're talking with the fertilizer companies too, you know, to try and get them to correct their tariffs that they're pushing for.
Whoever thought that M word would be a four-letter word, here they are, huh?
Yeah.
So are you be able to sit down face-to-face with them? Or
We're trying to have conference calls with the two major companies now. You know, yeah. CF is back in there, too, with Mosaic, kind of poking at it. So.
Yeah. And they're both global companies, and so I guess they have good reason to, you know, have tariffs or ask for it, but it just doesn't seem to be right, Andrew.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of one of them things that you kind of want everybody to play fair, and everybody seems like when the corn prices go up, it seems like a lot of people want a piece of that pie and don't realize the ramifications sometimes, but just trying to keep everybody honest.
Yeah. And why is it that when corn prices go down, they still want the piece of the pie?
Yeah. it's slow to come down with the input costs. That's for sure.
Up like a rocket, down like a feather sometimes. Yep. So are you in Southeast North Dakota? Scott German calls Richland County the Iowa of North Dakota. Are you looking at more corn this year or more soybeans? What do you think?
I would say in general, probably kind of status quo. We have sugar beets on our farm, so that kind of dictates a lot of our rotation, kind of what we can do and when what we can't. But I don't know. I would say in general, maybe a little bit more corn in the general area, but for the most part, it's pretty stagnant.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.